Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Welcome back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a big headline today is more Americans are killing themselves at work. Now, I think we average about 40,000 suicides a year. It's to me uncanny that we have tens of thousands of suicides, that many. Of course, there was a huge spike during the recession. And you also wonder if some of these 70,000 in overdose deaths might not have been accidental overdose, but also suicide. So my guess is the suicide number might be even higher than we think. But what shocked me is how many were occurring at the workplace. I mean, on the job. You knock on your friend's office, like, buddy, you there? You there? You use security to open up the door, and you see them hung. And it starts to kind of make you wonder, you know, why. Now, we don't have exact numbers. There's been some reports that I think about maybe 200 federal workers killed themselves in a one-year span. I think it was like 215 during a one-year span. Construction workers, there was a report that many of them might be in construction. Another report is saying federal employee suicides have reached a new record. So not all of them might be reported to the point where we have that data, but it's still a large number of those who commit suicide. So why would they do it at the workplace? I mean, my first thought is they don't want the family to find them. They don't want the kids to find them. They don't want, the spouse to find them. I had a friend who I believed I was the last one he talked to before he committed suicide. My roommate had gone to New Zealand to do a foreign exchange student thing, and I worked with him at the EPA, and he needed a roommate, and he wasn't very animated, but he was really, really nice, and we hung out, and I'm like, look, I need to split the rent for a couple months before I go off to medical school. So I think we're going to live for a few months, and had a room, bathroom, he was fine, and I didn't see him at work, so I called to check on him, and I said, you know, look, Melrose Place is like my favorite show, and my roommate is taking the VCR, and I need to tape it because I work at night, so will you have a VCR? He's like, yeah, of course, I got you, and everything sounded fine. And then I didn't see him at work the next day, and the work the next day after that, and it turned out that he had, I've told you guys about this, he, in his current apartment, with his roommate, he had just kind of locked himself up in his room. And because he had worked at the EPA, he was kind of a chemist. He made himself, I believe, a cyanide and hydrochloric acid mix and on purpose and killed himself that way in his room. And it took a week for his roommate to start smelling something from his room. And that's when he knew that his roommate died. And so that was an at-home suicide. But it's, you know, when people think of, well, how am I going to be found? When I hear of somebody killing themselves at work, my guess is there's then a secondary message, or a secondary gain, which would be a message to work. Going, you guys did this to me. And it's interesting because many of us have worked in toxic environments. You know, I can't tell you how bad some places are out there where the culture is just so, you know, so negative, and you feel black and dark and gray and you know, you don't have that shiny brightness coming into that work. You just feel the gloom, I should say, the gloom. And when I would work at a place such as something like that, I would want to, like, change. I'm like, guys, look, you know, this, it's not good. Okay, let's boost morale. Let's make it more positive. There's things we can do. There's things that have to be done. And unfortunately, with some places, they don't want to hear it. No, this is the way we do it. And so sometimes the last thing you could do, the last thing you could say is something, unfortunately, this tragic. What people, though, don't realize is if you do work for a company that evil and that toxic where people don't care, they're not going to care about the suicide either. The good people are. The good people that work there are going to be like, oh, my gosh, that person died. And, you know, but the other people that are feeding into that toxicity are going to be like, oh, well, that person was crazy. A workplace suicide might force some change. Corporate might have to do more counseling and things like that. So there might be more of a change. But a lot of times when you work with jerks, you work with, they're jerks. And so how do you, as an employer, let's say you're not a jerk, let's say you have somebody with severe depression, how do you as an employer, sorry, got a text, prevent a suicide? Well, what is, if you're a really, really good employer, get to know your employees. And I mean, really, really get to know them. Let them talk to you. Find out what their drive is. I mean, if I'm an employer, I want to know that my employees are happy. And I want to know that my employees are growing. If they think they're getting stuck and that, you know, work is just a communistic commune or whatever, they're not gonna stay. And so if I have a good employee, I want to make sure I keep them. So, you know, what is it? What makes you tick? How do you want to grow? Where do you see yourself? Where do you want to be in this organization? And if you see somebody that's just unhappy, you know, maybe that job isn't for them. And say, you know, look, and I had this. I had one staff person who had gone into nursing school, was a new nurse, and I don't think she liked nursing. And I said, look, you can be honest with me. Do you think you picked the wrong profession? You know, and she's like, I just don't like to work with people like I thought I did. And I'm like, well, then stay here as long as you need until you find a new job. And then we transitioned her very slowly, so she didn't feel like she had to get fired, but she didn't really belong working, you know, in my place, and she didn't even like that type of job. So she moved to a new job. She's happy. She's spoken to me recently. She loves it. But you don't necessarily have to fire her. You allow them to transition. So if somebody is unhappy at your place of work, let them go. And it could be smoothly. It could be easily. You know, that might not be their job. 1-877-DIE-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this caught my eye. California may sell its own brand of generic prescription drugs. I was like, what? State of California may sell their own pharmaceuticals. Oh, where there's money, there's money. This is interesting. California would become the first state, according to the LA Times, to sell its own brand of generic prescription drugs in an effort to drive down rising health care costs under a proposal by Governor Gavin Newsom. He is going to unveil this in his new state budget on Friday. I am dying to know how they run their budget, how they balance it. I just, you know, they're going to cover illegals, they're going to spend on this, and meanwhile they have a huge homeless crisis. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we'll see. It gets unveiled on Friday. But remember, if California gets away with something and is able to do something, other states may want to follow. So this could be good or this could be ridiculous. They say a broad overview of the ambitious but still conceptual plan, meaning this is in, you know, theory, provided by Newsom's office, said the state could contract with one or more generic drug makers to manufacture certain prescriptions under the state's own label. I've never heard of this. Those drugs would be available to all Californians for purchase, presumably at a lower cost. Now, depending on how this is worded, my guess is if you are a Californian, you're somebody who is in California, whether it's legal, illegal. So it is a way to provide some sort of health care relief to those who are not legal or not citizens. The governor's office said the proposal would increase competition in the generic drug market, which in turn would lower prices for everyone. Now, most generics, that's not really where the problem lies in healthcare costs. The problem lies in testing, in the fancy medications, in the fancy brand name cancer, diabetic, heart medications. So I'm kind of scratching my head a little bit on this one. I mean, yeah, I might be able to shave a few dollars, but to me, it seems like more of a power grab than more of a financial relief. Now, mind you, there are some generic medications that are expensive. I remember doxycycline exploded in price after 2009 on the ACA, where people couldn't buy doxycycline for under $200 a prescription. That went down. That got fixed. So there are some generics that are expensive, but I find this very interesting. And, you know, sometimes just getting one foot in the door is all you need in order to get in and start controlling healthcare. Whether drug makers would follow California's lead, as Newsom's administration has suggested, is far from certain. Newsom said a trip to the doctor's office, pharmacy, or hospital shouldn't cost a month's pay. I think a lot of us agree with that, but I don't see how this would help. The cost of health care is just too damn high, and California is fighting back. Last year, Newsom signed executive orders to consolidate the state's prescription drug purchases into a government-run program, a plan that is still in its early phases. Under the current system, Medi-Cal and state agencies separately negotiate prescription drug prices. But Newsom wants to consolidate to give the state more purchasing power. The executive order last year called for the state-run collective to be open to small businesses, California residents, and local governments. A handful of counties already pledged to join, including Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is like a state. I mean, it's huge. So on Friday, Newsom is expected to announce plans to expand on the state's bulk buying plan and seeking additional partnerships. Newsom's plan to propose a drug pricing schedule for California is a system in which drug manufacturers would bid to sell their prescription drugs at set uniform prices in the state. Newsom's plan calls for drug prices to be equal or lower than those of any other state, national, or global purchaser in order to sell their products in California. Now, no other specifics for the plan are available. Some people might be saying, well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It's about time America prices mirror what you could buy medications for in Mexico and China and etc. So that is something that I, as a doctor, have kind of had a problem with. You know, medicines are more expensive in America than they need to be. But we understand also why. In order for these companies to make money, they lose a lot of times on the $1.50 prescription for 30 and need an American insurance company that pays $20, $30 for them to hedge their loss. So I'm not sure how this would work. They say Newsom has said he would like to open the state's future bulk buying program to all entities in California and negotiate with drug manufacturers, including Medi-Cal and private insurance market. In October, the state released its first report detailing wholesale drug price increases, using data from a pricing transparency law that was passed in 2017. That report showed generic drugs had the largest median price increase from 2017 through the beginning of 2019, rising 37.6%. That's according to the Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development. That increase was based on list prices of the drugs before discounts and rebates. Overall, the median list price for all drugs rose 25.8% over the three-year period. So, a few things happened with generic drugs. One, the ACA changed the focus on a company having brand name options to primarily, we're just going to kind of cover the generics, maybe a few brand names. So the generic market exploded, increased demand, and so you now need to increase supply. They were able to take advantage of that. There's increased demand, we're going to raise prices. Unfortunately, some of the demand made us turn to using manufacturing places in like China, and then we kind of have this NDMA, NDEA issue that's been causing recalls of certain generic medication based on a cancer-causing agent that might be toxic to humans. So the generic market exploded. Again, you have to look at the unintended consequences of things you do. When you do a bombshell like, you know, ACA, now we have all the sequelae. And one sequelae is the generic industry boomed. When that generic industry boomed, they're like, well, you know what, we might as well make some more money. But we also now need to feed the mouth. And so when government steps in, it will bring prices down. They have some great marketing power. And I'm sure a generic company, the one company that gets to, and there's going to have to be a few, because not all generic companies make the drugs that the companies, you know, that the state needs. But the companies that are able to appease California, they're gonna probably do well. They'll negotiate down. I mean, they're going to obviously get the lowest bidder. They'll take the lowest one, but I'm sure they will do well because now they have volume. And California will be their, let's say, country, you know, if these companies have been selling to India or China or Mexico, California will now be treated as that country. And we'll get those same rates. So California's bold in that. That's why some people are championing this, going, or, you know, commending this and applauding it. They're like, okay, you know, that's some guts. But my problem is, okay, so now what's next? So then he's going to do that with hospitals. You'll be a California hospital. You'll get our stamp of approval. You'll be a part of the tribe. You'll, same thing with testing. And so that's their way of socializing medicine. And we see what's happening in England, and we see what's happening in Canada and other places where socialized medicine isn't working that well. Now, mind you, California has a lot of people moving in. Yes, they do have a exodus, negative in terms of, I think, 200,000 people. They say 1 million people left, but I think multiple hundred thousand moved in. So, but they still have a net exodus. But they're having a lot of people coming in that don't have health insurance, don't have papers. So this will help. This will provide a system. And again, if they could buy down the pricing with their power, create a socialized system, they could make it work. It's just how good is the system going to be, and is that one way to force the United States to become socialized? That I'm not excited about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Trump administration conducted a provocative, disproportionate airstrike against Iran that endangered Americans. President Trump was asked at the White House on Thursday if he would seek congressional approval should there be more action taken against Iran.
It would all depend on the circumstance. I don't have to, and you shouldn't have to be able, because you have to make split-second decisions sometimes. Sometimes you have to move very, very quickly, John. But in certain cases, I wouldn't even mind doing it.
The president is also asking House Republicans to vote against the War Powers Resolution, which is expected to be brought up in the Democratic-led House on Thursday. Severe weather could impact the southern United States this weekend. Bad weather is expected to start Friday afternoon and continue through Saturday from East Texas to Florida. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we're talking about how alcohol is bad for you and, you know, smoking causes a lot of lung deaths. And people want to know, well, what the hell do I do? What can I do to get healthy? Well, Chinese scientists say, why don't you drink green tea? You drink green tea 3 times a week? They say it could add a year to your life, as those who drink green tea have a 25% risk cut in heart disease and death and stroke. So green tea has antioxidants. They think that protects heart and will help keep you healthy. Now, how big a study was this? It was big. Researchers looked at 100,000 people in China and found regular drinkers lived on average 1.26 years longer than people who didn't drink tea. They also tended to develop serious conditions like heart disease 1.4 years later than the non-drinkers. No significant benefits were observed for black tea drinkers. Scientists saying green tea was the only kind that had that effect. Now, you got to be careful. So I've had green tea. You know how I've had green tea? I've had green tea in, I think it was like a Lipton sweetened, like, tea that had some green tea in it. I think it's got to be the real honest-to-goodness green tea. Experts say the study is not strong enough, though, for people to switch to green tea in the hope of better health, because drinking green tea will not undo other unhealthy habits. So the study by the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences in Beijing monitored the health of 100,900 people who had never had cancer, heart attack, or stroke. They tracked their health for around 7 years and recorded how often they drank tea. Regular drinkers were those who consumed tea three or more times a week. Any less, and people were considered non-drinkers. Okay, I'd be definitely considered a non-drinker. Man, I probably have drunk maybe one cup of tea in, like, a decade. I have had Long Island iced tea. The study did not... Yeah, Texas tea. The study did not look specifically at green tea, but only 8% of people in the experiment drank black tea that had no significant health benefits. Green tea, however, they said, cut the risk of heart disease or stroke and of dying by either of those conditions. This has been reported by Daily Mail. In the study overall, tea drinkers had a 39% lower risk of either condition for 8 years, a 56% lower risk of dying from one of them, a 29% lower chance of dying from the study. So Dr. Jian Wang says habitual tea consumption is associated with lower risk of cardiovascular disease and all-cause death. The favorable health benefits are the most robust for green tea and long-term habitual tea drinkers. So why? Well, maybe there's polyphenols in them. Polyphenols is a category of about 500 chemicals. They contain antioxidants. You see polyphenols in fruits and vegetables. We think what happens when cells get damaged by UV or genetic issues or whatever, these polyphenols will stop or repair the cell damage, control sugar levels in the body, and also slow weight gain. So Chinese researchers said past evidence has suggested that polyphenols can protect against heart disease, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. They say green tea may be particularly beneficial because it's not fermented like black tea. Black tea fermentation might make antioxidants less effective. So I know some of you guys, trust me, I'm thinking that too. I was just thinking to myself, all right, let me go run out and get some green tea. Why not? See, I can't stand hot drinks. I'm not really a big hot cocoa drinker. I don't drink coffee. I'm not really good with hot drinks. So I'm thinking, well, let me just brew some green tea, throw some ice in it, add some sugar. See, I'm already starting to make it less healthy. I'm just not a tea drinker. I can't stand tea. But Jody Ralph, a dietitian and spokesperson for the British Dietetic Association, says the researchers do not mention how the tea is consumed or in what form. She said in China, which is very important here, green tea is often consumed as a loose tea and not in a tea bag, as in westernized cultures. This may change the health-enhancing properties of the tea. In China, drinking tea is not only about quenching thirst or staying hydrated. The act of drinking tea involves taking time out your day to brew the tea, drink it while taking time to slow down. It brings calmness and serenity to your day. That sort of calmness could be why we're seeing health benefits, which is very true. One of the reasons why I don't drink tea or anything hot is because you have to stop and sit to do that. I don't have time to stop and sit with a cup of tea. Now, I do sit and eat. I'm slowing down when I eat. I do sit, obviously, when I work and see patients online. But to stop and drink something hot, So maybe it's the act of putting life first and saying, you know what, I'm going to pump the brakes, slow it down a little bit, you know? The researchers said the health benefits may also be dependent on regular drinking to top up polyphenol levels and sticking to teas without any milk added to them. I guess in Britain they add milk to tea. I don't really get it, all that. So there's been a lot of discussion over the years on tea and adding tea to the diet. And the reason why is you take a look at people in multiple different countries and you look and see what they do that seems to help their health. We look at curry in India. We look at tea in Asian countries. Now, you see, this is why, you know, the political correct police are probably like, oh, you said they eat curry in India. You are stereotyping. We're trying to find out. See, in science, we're not politically correct. If there is an ingredient that is used more in a country and we find that country has less health disease, we are going to, in science, look to see if there's a relationship. Just like people in the Amazon or in Africa may get more sun. Is that why they have less colon cancer and breast cancer? So we're allowed to look at what countries do and investigate that. And in many countries in Asia, they drink tea. Okay, there's nothing politically incorrect about that. We can talk about that. But also, the diet of many Asians may be more vegetable-based, may be more fish-based. So trying to dissect out, was it the tea or not, makes it hard. Now, there was a study that looked at a diet with green tea and carrots reversed Alzheimer's-like symptoms in mice. That study was published in March last year. Research said that after the diet, mice genetically programmed to develop Alzheimer's had their memory and spatial skills restored and could find their way out of the maze just as healthy mice. And they believe that plant-based supplements, or tea, could help. You know, plant-based diets, there's been a lot of push for that, to push more plant-based diets. I think that's another way of saying, guys, get more fruits and vegetables into your body. I mean, we are allowed to eat meat. We're allowed to eat red meat. We're allowed to have a little sugar. It's just that's not supposed to be the preponderous part of our diet. If you go back to caveman days, what was the biggest part of our diet? Nuts. And I guess fruits and vegetables, foliage. And then we would eat meat whenever, you know, the cavemen and cavewomen caught something. So meat was a treat. It was a delicacy. Sugar was a delicacy. Something sweet was a delicacy. Fruit would only bloom and come out certain times of the year. But you'd have nuts year-round, a lot of vegetables year-round. So that's what our bodies are designed for. So whether you want to do a plant-based diet or be a plantitarian or a flexitarian or whatever, just get more fruits and vegetables in your diet. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702-
562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
DOCDALI. Have you guys have ever been accused of being cold-blooded? Ooh, she is cold-blooded. He is so cold-blooded. He is cold. Well, they say human bodies have been getting colder since the 19th century. We've actually dropped about a degree in Fahrenheit from the 1860s. I don't know if this has anything to do with global warming. I don't. We're getting colder, they're saying. So body temperature used to always be what? 98.6. See, I've never been that. If I am 99 degrees, I am burning up. I feel like I am going into hyperthermia when I'm 99 degrees because my baseline is usually about 96, 97. And so this idea that our body temperature, 98.6, is normal may not be any longer true for modern day humans. Researchers at Stanford University in the U.S. measured people's temperatures from the year 2000 and compared them to records of soldiers that fought in the U.S. Civil War. The study reveals that modern-day men have a body temperature that's about 1.06 degrees Fahrenheit lower than our 19th century counterparts. Women are 0.58 degrees Fahrenheit cooler. Please don't make me give you Celsius. Scientists say the cause of the chilling of us is inherently unprovable, but they believe it may be down to improvements in diet and lifestyle. That is some crazy stuff. Dr. Julie Parsonet, professor of medicine and of health research and policy, said our temperature is not what people think it is. What everybody grew up learning, which is that our normal temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, is wrong. On average, the body temperature of Americans has dropped by 0.03 degrees Celsius or 0.05, like a hundredth of a degree, a decade. Physiologically, which is different from what we were in the past. The environment that we're living in has changed, including the temperature in our homes, our contact with microorganisms, and the food that we have access to. All these things mean that although we think of human beings as if we're monomorphic and have been the same for all human evolution, we're not. We're changing physiologically, which I agree. The researchers are unsure as to the exact reason why, but ruled out the issue being faulty thermometers by analyzing more than 500,000 measurements. With all people likely to have been assessed with similar thermometers, the researchers are confident that the data is accurate. They believe a reduced metabolic rate may be behind the decrease in body temperature. Well, yeah, because we don't have to work out as much. We don't have to run as much. We don't have to find our food. Things are easier. So in the 19th century, you had to bust your butt more. They also suggest the cooling may be due to a decline in inflammation, as our bodies are under attack from disease less often due to advances in modern medicine. Dr. Parsonet says inflammation produces all sorts of proteins and cytokines that rev up your metabolism and raise your temperature. So us having a possible new temperature as the norm means when we diagnose your kid with a fever, we're not going to wait until they're 100.4 or above. We might have to call it at 99. So, yeah, doctors and medical students are probably going to have to kind of change things up a little bit. Speaking of changing things up, Facebook decided not to ban political ads after Google and Twitter cracked ahead of the next presidential election. Facebook said in a blog post today that it will not limit political ad targeting. Google cracked down on it because it feared misinformation. Twitter banned all political ads outright in October. But Facebook is continuing to resist pressure. Well, because political ads are money. Facebook makes a lot of money. Or needs to make a lot of money in order to do what they do. We access this stuff for free. And we're like, oh, this is good. This is free. This is free. We can listen to YouTube for free. Remember you had to pay for music? You'd listen to the radio, but if you wanted a song, you had to actually go and purchase it. I used to try to record it from the radio, and then I heard that was illegal, you can't do that, and it wouldn't come out and sound good. So you had to go and actually buy the cassette, or later buy the CD. Old days, buy a record. Now, if you want to listen to a song, you type it in, and you get it on YouTube for free. If you want to talk to your friends, you don't have to pay for phone charges or mail or postage. You could Facebook or email them and things like that. Yeah, you do have to pay for web browsing. You do have to pay for internet, but you're not paying Facebook. So how does Facebook get money? All those ads that pop up. Facebook said Thursday that it decided not to limit how political ads could be targeted to specific groups of people, as its main digital ad rival Google did in November. Neither will it ban political ads outright, as Twitter did. And it still won't fact-check them, as it's faced pressure to do. Well, that's hard to fact-check. Because, for example, Trump thinks that he is part to credit for cancer rates dropping. Most of us would be like, what the hell? But there might be a point he made when he made some changes and relaxed some things with Obamacare that might have in turn helped certain people. Or if some of his moves allowed people to get more jobs and employment rose, and then they were able to go to the doctor and get seen. So then who is behind the fact checking? That could take a lot of time and research to go through every single point. And then people will debate that as well. So fact-checking is on opinion is difficult. So instead, it is announcing much more limited transparency features that aim to give users slightly more control over how many political ads they see and to make its online library of political ads easier to use. They say these steps do not appear to calm down critics. Even some of the company's rank-and-file employees who say Facebook has too much power and not enough limits when it comes to its effects on elections and democracy. Since last fall, Facebook has insisted that it will not fact-check political ads. They say this move, critics say, gives politicians license to lie in their ads and can't be easily monitored by outsiders. See, here's the thing. Okay, regular law should prevent lies in ads. Okay, we have libel and slander. If you say something that's false, you could sue. If you write something about somebody that's false, you could sue. Slander and libel laws exist to prevent lies from being in ads. I don't know why are we here at the point today where you just see outright lies in these ads? I mean, maybe the people who produce the ads should get sued. I mean, if Inquirer published a story that was a lie, then people would sue Inquirer for that lie. So, Facebook has a dilemma on it being the most popular social media platform out there. And how do they hire to fact check? And what if the person missed something? What if the person is Democrat and didn't, you know, said, no, this is just a bunch of baloney? Or what if the person's Republican and said, oh, yeah, Trump's right? So the money they would have to spend to go through that, they might as well deal with the occasional lawsuit. That's my guess. So a lot of us avoid social media during an election. That's what I'm thinking about doing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.